One of the reasons I love books is this. I can go to my bookshelf, find an old friend, leaf through the pages, feel them, smell them, and reconnect with a memory. Or in this case, a quote I've been trying to recall. And here it is, from Henry Miller, highlighted and even with an exclamation point. We should read to give our souls a chance to luxuriate. And that means a good bookstore is like five-star adventure travel for the soul.
I read a lot less now that I own the bookstore than I did before I had the bookstore.
Wadeth Bory remembers exactly how she felt when she bought the Tin Can Mailman bookstore on September 1st, 1999.
I was so excited. I was like a kid in a candy store. You know, I went upstairs and I looked at all of these books and I'm like, these are all mine. I felt so wealthy, you know, like wealthy with information and knowledge. And then little did I realize what a huge task I was taking on and how little time I actually would have to read.
Having already worked at the bookstore for 6 years before she bought it, Wadeth has been part of this used and vintage bookstore for over half of its 40-year history.
When I started in 93, it was a totally different bookstore. You know, the clientele was different. The community was different. We sold things like westerns and old romances, biographies of movie stars. We sold a lot of World War I and World War II books because we still had that generation. Nowadays, it's not like that at all.
How's it changed?
You see a lot of different movements. Like when I first started, it was all about angels, you know, and then UFOs. And then it went through a stage where it, you know, low carb diet books. Now it's like farm to table. There's a lot of back to the earth, but with a hipster style.
Maybe because the number of independent bookstores has been cut in half over the past two decades. Or because less than 10% of all books are sold by such stores, many of us consider the internet the bane of their existence. But it's much more nuanced and even paradoxical than that.
My contribution to the store was to bring our sales to the internet. Because it was the year 2000, the internet was just starting to be a legitimate marketplace. Those were our golden days. We did terrific from like 2000 to 2006. And 2007 changed. That was the advent of the ebooks and the Kindle. Our sales just took a dive. I started to get really worried, but eventually it tapered off. It's not so bad.
Ebooks are now about a third of all book sales in the U.S. A Rasmussen phone survey last summer found that 3 out of 4 Americans prefer print over electronic reading, yet about half of us now own an e-reader or tablet. It seems many readers are selectively using both formats. For many of us, it comes down to aesthetics, the very essence of reading, and of bookstores.
Because it evokes old, comfortable grandma smells in the house memories.
Doc Stahl has been a Tin Can Mailman customer since 1979.
You don't have serendipity much anymore. It's a point-and-click text and Twitter world. And there you can just putter and look around and you find these little magnets and these little gems you wouldn't think of, because when you're online, of course, you're going after something specific and maybe you're looking around, but the actual physicality of walking around in the musty stacks, it's a retreat into the past. It's almost like a meditation.
The Tin Can Mailman got its name from its original owner, Will Mock, who had done some Peace Corps time in the South Pacific down by Tonga. He became enamored with the story of an atoll that had no good anchorages and could only get mail if passing ships tossed sealed tin cans overboard filled with letters. A swimmer would go a mile out to retrieve the can, and it became known as Tin Can Island. Eventually, it got an airport and the delivery system became obsolete. But will old used bookstores like Tin Can Mailman become obsolete? Wadeth Bory doesn't think so. She feels Arcata not only has a strong community of readers, but also a strong sense of supporting community businesses.
I'll tell you one of the things that I love about being there for so long. I've seen little kids, when they first came in, they'll read Goosebumps, and then they become teenagers, and then they are into D&D, and then they're going to college, and then they get into that existential mode, and they read Sartre and Camus. And it's really cool to watch an evolution of a person through books. You're tapping into the psyche of the town.
And what is Arcata reading? About 60% of the Tin Can Mailman sales are fiction, 30% nonfiction and reference, and 10% of sales are online. From the corner of 10th and H in Arcata, I'm Michael Joyce, JPR News.